Part 23, Chapter 8. It was. Minutes after Johnny opened the courier pouch and got a disc on a view screen, he realized that for the first time in all of Cyclo's long and sadistic history, non-Cyclo eyes were looking upon the actual construction of a teleportation transshipment console. Turl, having no models or patterns, was working from scratch, and crazy though he might be, his workmanship was exact. Of course, his own life depended upon its being so. He had already made the console case. He had fitted the rows of buttons, spares from the storerooms, all properly marked, into the panel top. He had made the screw holes which held the top on to the bottom case. Watching the view discs, fascinated, Johnny saw him take a yard square piece of common black insulating board, the kind that was used to back all electronic assemblies, and fit it into the area between the top panel and the case sides. It was this board, evidently, which would hold the various components of the circuit he would build. He carefully and precisely drilled the holes in this insulating board so it would fit between the top panel and the case and be held in place by the same joining screws. He temporarily fastened down the board in the case and put a smear of powder over it, and then pressed each button so the location where it touched the board was exactly marked. Then he took it all apart again and made more exact marks with a red pencil wherever the powder had been dented. He drilled small holes in each one of these points and put in a metal plug. Now, the buttons of the top panel, when pressed, would come down and touch a metal plug. Turl now turned the insulating board over. The little metal plugs showed on the underside. He marked which was the top and which was the bottom of the board and really went to work. Scarcely consulting his notes and formulas at all, he began to cover the underside of the board with various electronic components. Resistors, capacitors, tiny amplifiers, relays, and switches. It was actually a rather crude and old-fashioned sort of layout. It seemed to match up to the metal plugs the buttons would hit from above and often connected to it. But there was an oddity. He was putting fuses in places where, if you used the board at all, they would certainly blow. In fact, for every metal plug through the board, there was a fuse that would disconnect it from the circuitry now being built. It looked to Johnny that all you had to do was hit one button on the upper console and a fuse would blow. Dozens of such fuses. In a dumb kind of way, this mysterious circuit he was building made sense. All except these fuses. Why would one put fuses all through a piece of electronic circuitry? Turl neatened up this whole complicated circuit. He color-coded it and polished it. And at last it was complete. It really looked marvelous if one admired all the complexities of an electronic circuit board. It almost made sense. You pushed a top console button and current went here. You pushed another and current would go there. The board was all complete. Turl admired it, even took a break and bit off some Kerbango. Then he did the strangest thing imaginable. With a flourish of his paws, he hooked up some leads to a power source, snapped the clips to the terminals of the very artistic board circuit he had just built, and blew all the fuses in it. They went with little glowing pops and smoke puffs. He had just made the whole circuit inoperational.